Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God says, if you can believe, then you shall receive. Jesus was walking the altar tonight with healing in his wings. For those of you who need a healing, Jesus is here. If you can believe tonight, you shall receive the healing that you have need of. Father God, we truly do believe your word. We believe you, Father. We believe right now and we stand on the healing promises in your word. We stand on the blood of your precious Son, Jesus. And Father God, you said anything that we can believe for in this dispensation, we receive it. I decree and I declare, Father God, that every healing that needs to be done in this church tonight is taking place right now. I decree and I declare, Father God, that you are not a father of lies, but you are the father of perfection. And you are perfecting your children tonight. And you are removing every stumbling block that Satan has placed in our lives and around about us. That you are bringing us to a secure place in your kingdom where the enemy will never be able to touch us ever again, not even with sickness, because this is a promise that you spoke to me over a year ago. That there was this place in your kingdom that we could acquire. So, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your healing is flowing in this sanctuary. The living waters that they laid in, Father God, as we went through praise and worship at the altar, that flooded their souls. In healing, those healing waters washed away the infirmities. And Father, I thank you for it and I praise you for it. It is time, Father, that your church steps into the healing waters. It is time we truly accept the freedom that we have from sickness and disease. And Father, everybody that's in here tonight that's even holding up a loved one who has sickness in their body, Father God, that sickness is that healing is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. The sickness is leaving their bodies and they are healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. The perfect lamb was sacrificed for these healings, Father. And I truly do thank you for it. I thank you for your miraculous healings right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, I ask you that you be here this night. Open up every spiritual ear. Open up our spiritual eyes. Let us hear and let us see and let us receive into our spiritual man all that you would have us to receive. And Father, I thank you for it. And Father God, when I was leaving the house, the joy of the Lord hit me. And I know that I know that I know that you want us to be full of the joy of the Lord. And I know, Father God, you want us to come to the throne of grace unencumbered by any darkness whatsoever. And we receive that freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive it, Father God, because your word says that we have it. And I praise you and I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father God, that we walk in a path of perfection that you have laid before our feet. And in that path is healing for all things. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it, Lord. We praise you right now. We give you all honor and all glory right now, Father. Not tomorrow, not 20 minutes from now, but right now, Father God, we give you all honor and all glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Father God, the enemy has no place in here tonight. He has no place in your children in here tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Your Son, Father God, paid that price. Thank you, Lord, Lord. We curse high blood pressure right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We curse anxiety attacks right now in the name of Jesus. We curse any form of cancer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We curse every back problem right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak healing powers to flow through these bodies. And we thank you for it, Father. Father God, we thank you. Any eye problems, Father God, we just curse the spirit behind every eye problem right now in the name of Jesus. We speak perfect vision into your people's eyes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, where there was doubt and unbelief, Father God, let it be perfect peace, total faith, knowing that you are the God of great redemption, that you are the God that receives us into your kingdom and makes us whole and pure. We thank you for that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Father God, what the enemy meant for our harm tonight, you are turning it around for our good and for your glory, and we thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, I ask you right now to have your angels walk through this room and touch each and every head right now, Father God, to change the mindsets. Let them have the mindsets of Christ right now, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. And we praise you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Jesus. Your word tells us that you come with healing in your wings, Father. Your people need to be healed of not only physical infirmities, but also spiritual infirmities. And I'm asking you to do that work to those that are in this place tonight, Father. And all those who are sitting at home, Father God, and not able to do what you're calling them for to do because the enemy has their minds bound up. Father God, we send the healing release into those homes to set those captives free, to change every mindset, to open up the blinded eyes, Father God, that can't see the light because the darkness has become so dark in their lives. Set them free right now, Father. Father God, give them an angelic visitation tonight. Let them see you for who you truly are, Father. A God of love and grace and power. A God that never leaves nor forsakes his children. Let them see, Father God, the plan that you have laid out before them. Hold them tight in your arms right now, Father God, as they receive this revelation that you do love them and you care for them. Break the enemy's stronghold over their life right now, Father. Set them free in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever they're at, God. Set them free. Thank you, Father. Father God, those who don't know of your love and your strength, reveal yourself to them right now as the mighty Savior. the one who formed them in their mother's wombs, the one who brought them forth and breathed life into their nostrils. Let them see that, God. Let them see you, Father God, as something tangible, something they can hold on to in the midst of the darkest trials in their life. And Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Father God, let us all see you tonight as high and lifted up. Give us a vision right now, Father God, as we sit here in your sanctuary and even in our homes, Father, of the God of glory. We just thank you for all this, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is time, Father God, that the captives are set free. And we decree and we declare that every captive is being set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No more darkness, Father God, but total light. Total and complete light. Thank you, whatever God is doing in your life right now, grab hold of it and don't let the enemy steal it. God's telling me that many of you in here tonight he's moving you to a higher level in his kingdom. And in that higher level, you're going to have greater encounters with him. And the encounters that you're going to have with him are going to far outweigh anything that the world has ever shown you. So let God right now just wrap up what he has done for you tonight. Grab hold of what he's saying to you, and don't let the enemy ever touch it. What he's doing to you right now is sacred and it's undefiled, and you are not to allow the enemy to ever again come into your vessel. I'm hearing God say, up here, in that new dimension of my kingdom, are many gifts that I want to give to my children. And tonight, he's dropping those gifts into you. He knows exactly what gift to give to exactly what child. Thank you. You can go ahead there and sit there and revel in what God's doing to you. But I'm going to go on with this teaching tonight. What God has imparted to you, no man can take away from you. And I just feel like we need to hear this teaching tonight so that you can understand that in all of its fullness. It's how to change your mind. Thoughts, ideas, bitterness, and forgiveness represent physical changes in our brain. Like the rest of our body, our brain needs to be cared for and continually renewed with a healthy outlook on life. There is a very simple way to renew our mind and keep it healthy. Simply update our heart. Our hearts have very good reasons for our current beliefs and behavior. Our hearts have very good reasons for our current beliefs and behavior. Our minds are really just the computers that invent the superficial justification for our behavior. Good or bad, our minds always have good reasons. If you want to change something, we need the Holy Spirit to show us the motives of our heart and find a better reason for changing our motives and thinking at a heart level. Just trying to change our mind is a diet that doesn't usually work. Our hearts are driving the bus. Our minds are not changed apart from roots in our hearts. Our minds are not changed apart from roots in our hearts. Hebrews 12, 14 and 15 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." Aside from healing specific problems, God has given us a great way to have a healthy heart and a mind that results in healthy relationships and lifestyle. Our goal is not just healing, it's living in continual health. Not just mental cleansing, but keeping it clean far beyond just a change of mind. What God is doing with you tonight needs a mind change. Thanksgiving is the process of appreciating the great things God has done for us. I'm not suggesting a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving or some artificial regime of putting on thankfulness. Our hearts have to have real and tangible reasons to be thankful, and we need to find them and offer thanksgiving from sincere hearts. The sacrificial system is over. God doesn't need or want your stuff. We cannot praise or thank our way out of anything unless it's real. We cannot praise or thank our way out of anything unless it's real. It's not a gimmick, and it can't be offered from sacrificial obedience. Psalm 59 says, "I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens." If you read Psalm 50, you find out God doesn't need anything that you have because He owns it all. Praise is another step in the progression of a healthy heart. When we take stock of everything we're thankful for, it becomes obvious that God takes pretty good care of us. He is our strength, protector, provider, healer, our peace, our righteousness, our shepherd, and our ever-present friend. Thankfulness for all the good things God has done naturally gravitates to praise and appreciation for who He is. God is totally good. Joy and rejoicing. Searching our hearts for the real reasons to be thankful and appreciative does lead somewhere, straight into God's presence. Searching our hearts for the real reasons to be thankful and appreciative does lead somewhere, straight into God's presence. The reality of the kingdom of God is a sense of a party, a banquet of celebration, and the sound of music. The reality of the kingdom of God is the sense of a party, a banquet of celebration, and the sound of music. Our hearts leap, when we experience the presence of God and hear the sound with tears, laughter, and dancing. We can only describe the kingdom as fun, because even through suffering, trials, persecution, and failures, we can always step into or stay in the presence of God by our choice. Remember, it starts with our wholehearted reasons for thanksgiving, our genuine praise for His love, His majesty, His mercy, His favor, and His kingdom. Heaven can start right now in your mind. Psalm 16:11, You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 100, Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That's our God. That's how He works. And He never changes. We are the ones that change. Our simple little minds don't comprehend the greatness of our Father. How it works. In His own genuineness, He chose us and wrote His desires in our hearts so that when our dreams come true, all heaven is already rejoicing with us because those same desires are even more in God's heart. In His own genius, He chose us. You have to get that in your spirit. God chose you. Not in your mind, get it in your spirit that He chose you and wrote His desires in our hearts so that when our dreams come true, all heaven is already rejoicing with us because those same desires are even more in God's heart. You think up things, but you really didn't. Those are God's desires that He placed in your heart as you laid in your mother's womb. Is this strategy too good to be true? Very nearly. Many choose religion, recipes, and rules over the person of Jesus and the presence of God. He is neither predictable nor containable. Let's read that again. Many choose religion, recipes, and rules over the person of Jesus and the presence of God. In other words, people don't want to live in the Spirit. They'd rather have a religious spirit and live by the rules of whatever the pastor dictates. But God calls us to walk in the Spirit. He says Spirit is calling to Spirit. And unless our heart can grasp that, our mind never changes. And we will have that religious concept in our mind. And we'll never get the fullness of the Godhead. All right? So it's in our heart. That's what God said. Get it into your spirit, into your heart. And know what I'm doing in your life. And He said, what I'm doing, you cannot contain in your own efforts. God has so much more for the body than what the body has received. And He's trying to take us into the depth of His glory so that we can receive all that He has for us. Just not a little tiny bit, but all that He has for us. Our God is blessing nations and inviting us to co-labor with Him. Not as servants, not through obedience and sacrifice as though we don't enjoy Him. Knowing Jesus and reigning with Him to fill the earth with His glory is a privilege so filled with joy and rejoicing that our hearts leap at every victory and endure every hardship. Amen. Knowing Jesus and reigning with Him to to fill the earth with His glory is a privilege so filled with joy and rejoicing that our hearts leap at every victory and endure every hardship. We are more than conquerors, change from sinners to winners. And if suffering or failure or rejection or persecution is part of our pathway, we will still sign up with thanksgiving, praise, and rejoicing. Won't we? We are all in. Jesus bought our ticket and we are going to the dance now. Come on. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. I wish that everybody sitting in this room could say the very same thing. That you found God's words and they became a joy to you. And you delighted in them. Amen. God's taken us down a new path, saints of God. It's not the old path. We're off of that path. We're on a brand new path. And that path is a path of complete joy and complete peace, complete understanding of what God is doing in our lives. And we are going to rejoice and rejoice and then again rejoice. Because this is what the path is all about. It's all about rejoicing in Him and receiving His kingdom here on earth in us. We're never going to be the same. We're not going to talk the same, walk the same, or do the same things because God's kingdom has changed on this earth. It's changed because of you and I, because we finally believed God's word and finally accepted him into our hearts, not our minds, but into our hearts. And now God can work through us. Where am I at? The news is a steady drumbeat of negative events. You know, the world news is a steady drumbeat of negative events that fills our mind and heart with junk food. If our hearts and minds are obsessed with fear and conspiracy theories, we are simply missing the kingdom. We are wisely optimistic. Make it part of your regular devotions to focus on the why you are thankful for what God has done, the attributes worthy of praise, and the reasons we have to celebrate. Say that again. Make it a part of your regular devotions to focus on the why you are thankful for what God has done, the attributes worthy of praise, and the reasons we have to celebrate. Write them, say them, dance them, and do them. Our assignment is to fill this earth with His glory, His presence, and to start the party. Amen. Our assignment is to fill this earth with His glory, His presence, and to start the party. In reality, the kingdom is already here. And our job is to become aware of it, swim in it, and help others do the same. Our hearts have to have good reasons to do that. All right, we said up there, we said that our assignment is to fill this earth with His glory, His presence, and to start the party. God brought the glory a couple years ago. His presence always abides here. And we've been in party mode for quite some time now. So we are fulfilling the things that God's word tells us He wants us to fulfill. Amen. So I said our hearts have to have a good reasons to do that. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you. What did he say? This is Paul speaking. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, Paul says, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you. Paul knew what he was talking about. He knew what it was to suffer and rejoice at the same time. He knew what it was to abound on all sides. He knew what it was to have nothing. But he always rejoiced. He was a perfect example of what we should be like. Amen. Whirlwind and angels awakening us. The church is in the season of her greatest awakening. Job 38:1 says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, the Lord is speaking in this hour. We need to incline our ear. The body of Christ is being awakened by the supernatural activity of God in his whirlwind. His angelic activity is being released to arouse his sleeping bride to a position of intercession and travail in this day, so the promises and prophetic words that have been declared over her can be birthed. So whatever has been prophesied over you, God wants to birth it right now. Not next week, not next month, not next year, but right now. What God was doing to you tonight was a now thing. And it's not going to leave you. It's not going to depart from you because God is now shifted and he's doing a brand new thing to his people. Amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring. The lion of the tribe of Judah is starting to do something fresh and poured out from the presence of the Lord. Jesus Christ is waking up his church. How many of you, when you lay down, you're really not in a deep sleep, but you're not awake either. You're just lying there. God's doing a new thing. And I'm lying there and I'm thinking, I'm in a state that I've never been in before when I'm laying there. And I can't get into a deep sleep, but yet I can't get awake either. It's just an in-between mode. God is doing a new thing. And I believe with all my heart that what he's going to do, and I'm saying this because I'm seeing it, as we're in that in-between mode of trying to get into a deep sleep, but not getting into deep sleep or getting ready to be transported up into heaven, where we can sit before the Father and he can give us a revelation that he's been speaking that he wants to give us. So don't fight that. Just do it. Just lay there and just wait for God to transport you and see what's going to happen. Amen. There is a strengthening coming into the bride. You know, we're all the bride, right? She is being established and increasing as she walks in the revelation of generations going by, and it culminates into a powerful and mighty release of the supernatural in this day. God is getting ready to pour out the supernatural heaven upon his people. The lion of the tribe of Judah is awakening his friend, his lover, and his bride. The lion of the tribe of Judah is God. And he's awakening his friend, which is you and I, his lover, which is you and I, and his bride, which is you and I. And as she awakens, order and abundant life will be established in her territory. So as we awaken as individuals, what does it say? Abundant life will be established in her territory. So wherever you're at, abundance is going to be established. Amen. The nation shakes and wealth is released. The lion of the tribe of Judah is bringing order and going to war over the nation. The Lord is going to shift the very seat of government and authority in the realm of the Spirit. He's talking about his authority and government in the Spirit. And there will be an increase of power. Receive that in your spirit right now. An increase of power in you. And the release of amazing, incredible miracles and the release of wealth in you. Receive that right now in your spirit. Say this to yourself. and authority in the realm of the Spirit, and there will be an increase of power and the release of amazing, incredible miracles and the release of wealth. Are you claiming that? Are you decreeing and declaring it's happening to you? Tell her to let him go ahead and come out. Haggai 2:6 says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts." Now, I want you to claim that scripture for yourself right now. This, you say to yourself, this is my scripture right now. Amen? God's been shaking you, right? And he says he's shaking all nations, and nations is people. He's shaking every one of us, right? "And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord." So if you've been allowing God to shake you, then he's getting ready to fill you with his glory. Amen? Then he says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former." So you are the house, and the glory that is in you is going to be greater than it is right now. Claim that for yourself. All this you decree and you declare, it is yours. You are this person that God is speaking about. And you're never going to be the same after tonight. Because God is changing and he's rearranging your mindsets. He's first of all working with your heart tonight. And then it's going to go into your mind and rearrange and change your mind. There is a shaking for an awakening and a releasing of wealth and glory in this season. I sure decree and declare that into my life. There is a shaking for an awakening and a releasing of wealth and glory in this season. The lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring, and he is awakening his bride. Have you heard his roar tonight? When we first started, did you feel his presence? He's awakening. He awoke you tonight to his very presence. And he wants to fill your house with his glory. When a lion wants to show his domination in a territory, he releases a mighty roar. And the sound of the roar travels through the territory and releases vibrations in the earth. And every creature that feels the vibrations realizes that a lion is declaring his dominion. Let's just let that roar of that lion just shake us right now. And let everybody around that comes in contact even this moment on know that the lion has roared. And he has declared his dominion in you. You're his vessel of honor that he can work through. This is the season that the lion of the tribe of Judah within the sons of God, and we're all the sons of God, will release a sound, a declaration of such dominion that it will be felt in the earth beneath and the hills will shake. There's going to be such a power of God's glory within us that wherever we go, we are going to claim the ground for Christ. And everywhere we go, everybody's going to know that we belong to Christ. They're going to see us as a brand new man, brand new woman, brand new sons of God. Let's put it that way. And they'll no longer look at us through the eyes they used to look at us through, the eyes of disdain. But there's going to be something in them that says, I have to give them honor. And it's all because the Father has taken dominion inside of us. He has roared and he has said, this is my child. And you can't touch them anymore. And you will sit up and take notice every time they walk near you. They belong to me. And devil, you can't have them. Amen? The earth has been crying out for the sons to manifest. It's you and I. For it to be subdued under the kingdom of God. The earth is waiting for you and I to allow God to be manifested through us. The earth is waiting for you and I to stand up and take our rightful place in the supernatural realm. He wants us to get out of this holocaustic realm that we've been in, and He wants us to get into the supernatural realm where everything that's in heaven, the kingdom of heaven, is now brought down to the earth in us. And everything that heaven has, we now own too. And God wants to work through us to change people's lives around about us. That no matter how much negativity they have in them, when you walk in the room, your presence, the presence of God in you, is going to break down that darkness, that negativity, and they're going to be able to see the light. This is where God is at with His body. Are you part of that body? Are you part of that supernatural realm that God wants you to be in? Amen. Time for transformation. The church will begin to release strategies for city transformation in this hour. The doors to the offices of government are swinging open. These are heaven's doors opening wide. Look out for the manifestations of heaven to overflow in your midst. Look out for the manifestations of heaven to overflow in your midst. Everywhere you go, God's going to manifest Himself. And where the enemy used to have you bound all the time, He's not going to be able to touch you. He's going to flee whenever you come around. This is a promise from the Almighty God. You will come to these offices with strategies of heaven in your hands. God is releasing scrolls, blueprint plans for transformational change. That could be in your home. That could be in your job place. That could be as you're riding down the road. You know, the road is now yours, right?
Amen.
And the glory of God that's in you is now being transferred into that road. And anybody that drives up and down that road, they're going to feel the glory of God penetrate to their automobiles and go deep into their spirit, man. It's time for change. It's time for transformation. It's time you carry the supernatural realm of heaven with you wherever you go. Amen. There is a roar that is coming from the sons and daughters, and it is going to break open revival in regions. Amen. There is a roar that is coming from the sons and daughters, you and I, and it is going to break open revival in regions. The earth is going to see the authority of the sons of God, and it's going to shake nations. People are going to finally see the authority of God working in you. And it is going to shake the people round about you. Get this in your spirit. You are no longer a dead vessel. You are a vessel that's alive, and you have the power of God inside of your vessel, and God is getting ready to manifest Himself through you. Amen. Somebody help her a little bit over there, please. When the nations begin to shake, we will also see hidden wealth revealed. Hidden riches and treasures that have been in darkness up until now. The nations are about to come to the brightness of her rising, and that's in Isaiah 60. As the bride arises and roars, we will see one sound. The bride coming into a place of unity and harmony, not of agreement in theology, but in identity. We are all going to identify ourselves with Jesus Christ. We're all going to be the perfect picture of Jesus Christ. And His authority will flow out of our very veins. And every place you set your foot now becomes God's territory. As the church arises into the supernatural, we're going to take back the land, because every place we walk becomes holy ground. You just start walking all through your house and claiming every place I place my foot becomes holy ground. Amen. Years ago, God told me, daughter, when I first became born again, every place you place your foot becomes holy ground. And I believed that. And every place I walked, I would say that. And then somewhere along the line, I forgot it. Now God is restoring this back into the body. And every place we walk becomes holy ground. And Satan loses ground every second of every day. Amen. We all go to different places, don't we? So we all have that anointing in our feet. And every place you go becomes God's territory. He's taking back what the enemy has stolen. It will be awesome in its emergence. We are going to see the spheres of influence lock shields. And when they do, there's going to be a release of power and the government of God never seen before in the nations. You hear me? I'm going to say it again because you weren't here and you were looking. It will be awesome in its emergence. We are going to see the spheres of influence lock shields. And when they do, there's going to be a release of power and the government of God never seen before in the nations. The devil thinks he has this land, but he does not. Because the church is rising up as the bride of Christ, and we are taking back the land that the enemy has stolen. He has no legal right to the land, none. He has no legal right to our children, absolutely none. And the reason why he has these rights is because we have forgotten who we are in Christ Jesus. We have forgotten the power and authority that we have within inside of us as vessels of honor. And we've allowed the enemy to come and steal, kill, and destroy. And God said, finished. Finished. Decree and declare he's finished. Amen. He's saying you're taking back the land. Now keep it. Keep it. The land is your family. The land is yourself. The land is your home. Whatever he's stolen, he's finished. He's finished. This is how to change your mind. We no longer think the way we used to think because our heart is being changed. And we feel the vibration of God's heart within our heart. And God's heart says, Satan, you're finished. No way can you hold my people bound. Amen. So if you're God's vessel, then you have God's heart. And you have all the authority and all the power and all the influence of heaven within inside of you. And all you have to do is walk. God said, walk out your land. Claim it back. Amen. Lost my place. The sons of God are releasing their identities at Ramah, Brent. And they are beginning to understand their positioning. They are seated in heavenly places. We're not seated down in this earth any longer. They are seated in heavenly places. From that position, they're going to start to rule and reign with him. And as they do, heaven's government will be demonstrated and his kingdom power is about to be released on the earth. Are you hearing this? Every one of us in here, there's something Satan's trying to steal. Let's read that again. The sons of God, which is you and I, are realizing their identity and they are beginning to understand their positioning. They are seated in heavenly places, and from that position, they are going to start to rule and reign with him. And as they do, heaven's government will be demonstrated, and his kingdom power is about to be released on the earth. Claim back everything that the enemy has stolen from you. You have that power, and you have that authority in you because we no longer walk this earthly plane. We are now walking in heaven reality. And the kingdom of God is in you. Just as Jesus brought the kingdom of God to earth with him, we now carry the kingdom of God within us because Jesus lives in us. God is in control of all things, and he's given you all power and all authority, just as Jesus had. The Bible says we're going to do the greater works than what Jesus did. So, we have all power and all authority, just as Jesus did. Sons of God, no longer is your identity going to be stolen from you. Hello? Right now, decree and declare, the devil, you're done. You're not going to steal my identity. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know I have all power and all authority. And I know that you're finished in my life. You're finished in my home. You're finished with my children. Because I decree and I declare that your hold over me and my family is broken in Jesus' name. You no longer control my finances. You no longer control my heart. You no longer control the way I think. For the Jesus in me has all authority. All right, so sons of God, no longer is your identity going to be stolen from you. You have awoken and you realized who you are and to whom you belong. Did you get awake tonight? And do you really realize who you are in Christ Jesus? The sin nature has no longer has a hold on you. Because there's no sin in heaven. If the kingdom of heaven has come down and abides in you, then sin has no hold, right? There is no sin in you because the kingdom of heaven has destroyed it. Come on. Get that in your heart tonight, in your spirit. You don't have to bow your knee to sin any longer because the kingdom of heaven has been brought down tonight and simply abides within. Amen. I'm hearing God say, all there is rejoicing, rejoicing, then more rejoicing. We suddenly will realize who is within us. Are you realizing that who's within you tonight? And as we do, a roar never heard in your region before is about to be heard. A roar never heard in your region before is about to be heard. And I'm going to move my chair because I don't want Brother Allen to, when he roars, to roar me right off my seat. Amen. I expect to hear a new roar from us. I expect to hear a great rejoicing from us. And you're about to take dominion of the territory assigned to you as the roar puts fear into the heart of the enemy. This is the Lighthouse Church. This is my property. This is my territory. And the enemy has no hold on it. See what I'm saying? You decree and you declare, what is your property? What is the enemy trying to steal from you? Those are my children. Those are my grandchildren. You have no right to them. They're mine because I have the authority of Christ in me. And I'm telling you to let go of them. God placed them in my care. You didn't, devil. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Father. And the Father's given me the position to care for them. And you're done. Amen. Heaven is about to occupy earth. And I know tonight it occupied the Lighthouse Church. I know that God came heavily down here upon us. So heaven is about to occupy earth, and we will see an increased activity of angels, restorations and healings, miracles, salvations, the supernatural, and many will witness the glory of God as it covers the earth. I sat there in my seat and I was watching a sister as she was crying out to God about her sickness. And I said, God, I know. I said, Jesus, I know you're here. I believe. So if I believe, I can see. And then I saw his robe. I saw his feet. Then I saw his robe. And it just went right. I said, I see you now. Because I can see you, then you can do the healing that needs to be done in this place. God wants to manifest himself to you. There's something in me said you have to see him first. And so I said to myself, you're going to see him. Because you're his child, you're his daughter, and you have a right to see him. And devil, you can't stop me from seeing my Father. Then I started to see him. So you're going to press in. You're going to press in. You're going to press in. You're going to take back everything that the devil stole from you. Amen. And I no longer see my pocketbook empty. I see my purse overflowing. More than enough. God said your coffer is going to overflow. You have enough for yourself. And the coffer is going to overflow into other people's lives. We're no longer going to scrape the bottom of the barrel because we own the whole barrel. Amen. And the barrel is overflowing with God's provisions. Come on. Kingdom of heaven has come down to dwell within inside of you tonight. Satan is weak and he's powerless. But God is full of all power, all authority. Has all dominion. The church is arising in all of her glory, beauty, splendor, honor, and wealth. We're the church in his room tonight. Each one of you make up the church. So the church, which is each one of you, is arising in all of her glory, beauty, splendor, honor, and wealth. To be part of all this, we have to change our minds to receive all that God is saying to his church in this hour. To be part of all this, we will have to change our minds to receive all that God is saying to his church in this hour. Change our minds. How do we do that? By getting our heart right. And tonight, I know that God gave us a great visitation. And I know that God is inside of each one of you tonight. And I know that you received all that power and all that authority from God tonight. Therefore, you're an overcomer. And the devil can steal no more. Come on. You decree and you declare, devil, you're finished. You are not stealing another thing from me. In fact, you're going to give me back. I tell him, you're going to give me back 100-fold what you stole. I don't want 100 husbands. Amen. But you're going to restore back to me 100-fold everything that you stole. I can only stand one of them. I don't want 99 more. See? But it'd be nice if he returned 100 in him. Have 100. Amen? Come on. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you realize that, you know, and like I said, when I was getting ready to leave, and I went to talk to my grandson, and when I left his bedroom, all of a sudden the joy of the Lord just hit me. And I had a joy, and I turned around and said to him, I said, everything is fine. And I just started grinning really big, you know, and I said, it's okay. And because he said, there's no sense of doing this. I said, yes, there is. Because God is in control. Amen. And it was down in my spirit, man. It was down there. And the devil couldn't shake that loose. See, if you get it in your spirit, man, the devil can't shake it loose. So the joy of the Lord is yours. We aren't going to let the devil shake it loose any longer. We're going to keep that joy, and we're going to dance before the Lord, and we're going to rejoice before the Lord, and that enemy is going to wish he never even seen not one of us. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Because God said that how many of you has God spoken to you and said, you are going to shake the kingdom of darkness? Yeah. And the kingdom of darkness is going to wish they had never seen you. Isn't that what he's prophesied to you? This is the hour. This is the day, this is the second that this is coming to pass. Right now, here tonight, the enemy from this point on is going to tremble every time your name is mentioned. Every time you get out of bed, he's going to tremble because he knows what you're doing to his kingdom. Why don't you pay him back 100-fold what he did to you? All the pain and all the heartache and all the tears, give it back to him 100-fold. He's a liar and he's a deceiver. And we've allowed him to take all the ground we're going to allow him to take. Tonight, we're not allowing him to take no more ground. Get that in your spirit. You're not going to make me sick. You're not going to torment me. You're not going to use my mind. You're not going to mess with my heart. You're not. You're not. You're not. Some people say, I don't want to serve Jesus because there's too many can't do's. Well, you know what? The devil can't do anymore to hit God's children. Come on. God wants you to rise up in your most holy faith tonight, and he wants you to leave here stomping your feet and shouting victory on all sides. Just not in one area of your life, but in all sides. It's time you come out of the tombs, the dead graves. And it's time you rise up into the life of Christ. It's time you really allow the kingdom of heaven to dwell richly within you. Now, are you ready to do that tonight? Are you ready to say, devil, I'm so sick and tired of you, I can't even stand to even hear the word devil anymore. That's